Good morning.
It is a Friday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, House Republican leader Kevin McCarthy's new pilgrimage to Donald Trump shows there is no price a party that has slipped its moral moorings and given up on democracy will not pay for power. This from CNN, an analysis this morning. His trip to the ex-president's New Jersey golf resort Thursday came with Washington in shock over new revelations about Trump's crazed last days in office and his refusal to leave office peacefully after a clear election defeat. You and I talked yesterday about Joint Chiefs of Staff Chairman Mark Milley, who feared Trump might try to seize control of the military to stage a coup. The new round of loyalty here from the House Minority Leader, Alan, and the dangerous path the Republicans are on.
Well, look, David, we understand that only about 30-something percent of the country approve of Donald Trump and his actions. So right now, if the election were held fairly in the United States, Trump would lose quite badly in terms of the numbers of voters who turned out. So what they're trying to do is to steal the election by changing the rules in the states where Trump lost, remembering that this is a system in which various states have different rules. And this is a very sad thing to be watching. On the other hand, you have to remember that people like McCarthy and everybody else understand that Trump has such a hold on the Republican base. It may be getting less, but it certainly is there. Yesterday on the panel, somebody said Nikki Haley had a chance. Not true. No, Trump is going to be the winner in terms of getting the nomination if he wants it. And then they will try to steal it, something he's always said the other guys are trying to do with him. It is the road to a terrible situation in which this country loses its democracy. We're not going to change the rules. We have them. It's going to mean that all those people who are Democrats are going to have to fight like hell to make sure that in those states where the elections could be stolen, in which the Republicans are trying to steal it by taking away the powers of the Secretary of State and everything else, that those people who object to it are going to have to turn out. That's what an election is going to be all about. A lot of people are going to have to mobilize. Now, they're saying you can't bring a bunch of people in a car to vote. It's not funny because it is the kind of thing that totalitarians have done forever as they try to rig elections. And that's what Trump and those Republicans are trying to do. No question about it. Now you get some people like Chris Churchill, who I have so much respect for, who say, well, the laws aren't that good in New York either. That has nothing to do with it. We all know what they're trying to do. They're trying to steal the election. So McCarthy, now this is the thing that's interesting. You got to look in a mirror sometimes. How do you look in a mirror if you're a Republican leader in the House of Representatives and you are defying, defiling, and doing everything else to hurt the American Constitution, which has gotten us this far? You know, for those people who think it can't happen again, that Trump can't be elected, that they can't steal it, think again.
Well, and then there's the obvious issue of getting things done in Washington, which seems to be very, very hard. And yet you talk about the party of no. And when it comes to this infrastructure deal and the budget issues, many of these same Republicans, including Mitch McConnell, are going home to their districts and saying, well, we're not going to vote for this. But boy, we're going to get a lot here. A lot of money's going to come in. You know, so they're playing both sides of it.
Well, yes and no. They know full well what the danger is here. People want their bridges repaired. Let's see, one, two, I think three bridges out just in little Great Barrington. People want their bridges repaired. People want their roads repaired. So infrastructure becomes important. Now, obviously, the word has come down from the Trump-like people, if not Trump himself. You do nothing to help the Democrats. You don't vote for anything, no matter how important it is, whether or not the infrastructure deal will give you back those bridges and help you with your roads. You don't vote for anything because that will be seen as being good for Biden, and we don't want that. So that's why the party of no is the party of no.
From the New York Times, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, Alan, is expected to be interviewed Saturday as the state attorney general's office winds down its investigation into sexual harassment and misconduct allegations that upended his national reputation and threatened his hold on power as he gears up to run for a fourth term next year. I'm sure those are going to be some questions the governor's not going to want to answer.
Well, let's put it this way. A governor of a state being called before an investigating body is not a good image. On the other hand, Letitia James is the attorney general, AG, almost governor. We know that Spitzer came from that genre. We know that Cuomo himself came from there. I am sure that James has ambitions. Look, you don't run for office, you don't get to be attorney general if you don't have those ambitions. But she's got to play it right, because if people, and there are a lot of people who still like Cuomo, feel she did him in, they're not going to want to support her. So what happens is they go out and they hire outstanding lawyers to come in and press this thing. But they're not fooling anybody, because in the end, the person who is at the top makes the calls. So I'll tell you right now, she's got a lot of important decisions to make that will either hinder or help her career.
The Republicans stand for election integrity with support for Israel and strongly condemn anti-Semitism. Get back to your predictable shilling. When Republicans win back the House, you and NPR will be defunded. Who's that? Congresswoman Elise Stefanik of New York's North Country.
Well, I'm proud of that. I think the fact that Stefanik, who once was a voice of moderation and now is a total Trumper. Look, first of all, she's a Republican in the minority right now, and every time they've tried to take money away from public broadcasting, they failed. But okay, let's say you succeed. Do you really think our audience is going to say, okay, we won't support this radio station and make sure that it succeeds because Stefanik is trying to kill it? It can only help. I'm proud of this distinction.
Our political observer, Alan Shartok, with us. Have a great weekend, everyone.
That's right. It's Friday, and that's a good day.